Hey, thanks for spending some of your weekend with us here at Hoosier Ag Today. You are listening to Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. And if I were any good at singing or had the performance skills of a Lumiere, I would start singing Be Our Guest. But I don't have any of those things, a good singing voice or performance ability whatsoever. I am, though, emceeing an event this Wednesday, so I will personally invite you to the Indiana Ag Policy Summit. It's coming up Wednesday at the Commons in downtown Columbus. It's presented by the Indiana Corn Growers Association and the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and our C.J. Miller has a preview.
This free event tackles issues impacting Indiana corn and soybean producers, from state energy grids to biofuels. ICGA President and Clinton County Farmer Alan Dunn says this year's theme digs deep into the vital intersection of agriculture and energy.
We're going to have a really frank and all-encompassing discussion on not just ethanol, which is always a big focus for corn growers, but also all of biofuels, and then even going beyond the farm gate to the concerns that rural community members have about energy usage, the grid in itself, you know, data centers, the pull on the energy grid that we live on at the end of the line out here in rural America.
Dunn emphasizes that the summit features heavy-hitting policy leaders, including Congressman Jefferson Shreve, giving producers a direct line to provide feedback on issues like permanent year-round E15 sales and infrastructure incentives.
We'll also have some folks from state leadership, including the Secretary of Energy for the state of Indiana, who will be a part of a panel discussion. One of the goals as an organization is to first encourage our farmers to be aware of the challenges that our industry partners face so that they can be completely educated on that full length of the supply chain that our product goes into, but then also to have the confidence with that knowledge to become involved and attempt to influence policy.
Dunn adds that the summit is also an open opportunity for all Indiana corn and soybean growers to see what grassroots advocacy can achieve.
This is an opportunity to kick the tires, so to speak. If you're not sure exactly what our organization does or what you would get for your membership dollar, we represent all of Indiana's corn growers, members or not, and we would encourage those non-member growers to attend a meeting. And there is strength in numbers, and it does increase the efficacy of our efforts when we have a larger membership base.
Registration is free and also includes lunch. To sign up or learn more about the Indiana Ag Policy Summit, visit IndianaCornAndSoy.org or check out our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
And again, I certainly hope to see you there in Columbus.